This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's prime minister warned Tuesday his country is a few days away from a social explosion, calling on the international community to save a country in deep economic trouble. The World Bank has called Lebanon's financial crisis one of the worst depressions of modern history. Its currency has lost more than 90% of its value, and more than half of the population has been forced into poverty. Anger over fuel shortages has led to fights at petrol stations, and the prime minister appears to be warning of more unrest. Lebanese politicians have been unable to agree on a new government since last year's catastrophic Beirut port explosion. The European Union's foreign policy chief told Lebanon's leaders last month they were to blame for the political and economic crisis, and some could face sanctions if they continue to obstruct steps to form a new government and implement reform. The weather is getting worse in southern Florida Tuesday as Tropical Storm Elsa lashes the Florida Keys, prompting a hurricane watch for the state's upper Gulf Coast. The storm is causing new threats to the ramped-up rescue effort at the collapsed South Florida condo building. Rain is expected to soak the rubble of the Champlain Towers South, which collapsed June 24th, killing at least 28 people and leaving 117 people missing. The crews have worked through the rain, but must pause when lightning threatens, and a garage area in the rubble already filled with water on Monday, according to officials. Elsa's maximum sustained winds increased to 60 miles per hour, 95 kilometers per hour, early Tuesday, and a slow strengthening is forecast through Tuesday night, and Elsa could be near hurricane strength before it makes landfall in Florida. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's outgoing president offered a rare apology Tuesday for the country's most severe summer power outages in recent memory, as blackouts cripple businesses and darken homes for hours a day. In a government meeting broadcast live on state TV, President Hassan Rouhani acknowledged chronic power outages over the past week have caused Iranians plenty of pain. The regular blackouts have spread chaos and confusion in recent days on the streets of the capital, Tehran, and other cities, knocking out traffic lights, shutting factories, disrupting telecommunications, and affecting metro systems. Some towns in Iran's north reported limited access to water because the power cuts affected the pipe supply. Officials have blamed the outages on the country's stifling heat, escalating electricity demand, and deepening drought that has threatened to snuff out hydroelectric generation. Temperatures have soared to more than 41 degrees Celsius or 106 degrees Fahrenheit in Tehran and other major cities. But in the country's southern desert, temperatures have hit 50 degrees Celsius, 122 degrees Fahrenheit. That's driving electricity demand to new heights as Iranians deploy heavy-duty air conditioners against the heat, overwhelming the power grid. Officials have responded with scheduled blackouts multiple times a day. Israel agreed to a COVID vaccine swap with South Korea Tuesday, sending 700,000 doses of the Pfizer jab to Seoul immediately in return for the same number in the coming months. A statement from Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's office said the deal, the first of its kind for Israel, would allow for more effective use of the vaccine stocks of both countries. Israel received a huge supply of the Pfizer vaccine shortly after its approval last year, following an arrangement with the producers to share data about its impact. That deal helped Israel roll out one of the world's fastest inoculation drives, but also raised concerns about unused stock expiring. The Palestinian Authority last month canceled a deal that would have seen a million jabs from Israel's inventory sent to the occupied West Bank. The PA said the doses were about to expire. Israel insisted they were completely valid. Tokyo 2020 organizers said Tuesday the public should not line the route of the Olympic marathon over fears that crowds of fans could spread the coronavirus. With less than 3 weeks before the pandemic postponed games, concern is growing over a rebound of virus cases in Japan. The marathon was at the center of controversy in the buildup to the 2020 Games when it was moved to northern Sapporo from Tokyo to avoid the capital's punishing summer heat. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.